97.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to a Thursday morning. It is the fourth day of September. Hope all is great in your world. It's Eat an Extra Dessert Day. What can make you feel better than that? Have another dessert. It's also National Leadership Day today. Who's in charge here? And it's Newspaper Carrier Day. Do kids today have any idea what a newspaper carrier is? I, in fact, was a newspaper carrier. I used to lug the big bag of papers up and down your driveway and throwing the paper on your porch. Right. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana here with what you need to know this morning. The New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission will have a mobile unit available in West Cape May, September 18th for real IDs. Appointments are required and can be booked online starting this morning at 11 a.m. The appointments won't last long. The unit will be at the West Cape May Borough Hall and Fire Station from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 18th. You can book through the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission website.
A leading travel magazine lists the Jersey Shore among the top destinations in the world for the month of September. Travel and Leisure magazine pointed to the 90 miles of Atlantic Ocean beaches and the warm weather as reasons for making the Jersey Shore a special place to visit this month. The magazine singled out the Atlantic City Boardwalk and Steel Pier as highlights of the shore.
The New Jersey Cannabis Commission will return to the Atlantic City Convention Center tomorrow and Saturday, according to organizers. In the last few years, the convention has grown to become the third largest business-to-business cannabis event in the nation.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, breezy, high of 82.
107.3, good news, Shaboozy. We're Joe and Jana. It's Cat Country 107.3. Jana's fangirl update is underway now.
We're talking about Lainey Wilson this morning. She isn't just sticking to music or that Yellowstone role she had anymore. She says Hollywood's been pitching her tons of acting gigs, even ones where she's not playing a musician, so that's pretty exciting. Nothing's locked in yet, but she's calling her options kind of endless, which sounds like we'll be seeing Lainey on a lot more than just the stage soon. So that's pretty awesome. Everything we do know about Lainey Wilson's potential acting projects, it's waiting for you right now at catcountry1073.com. Make sure you check that out. If you're a Riley Green fan, this means you, people on his tour, have been saying his fans are basically like the country version of Swifties. Super loyal, tons of young women in the crowd, and yes, dads buying all the merch. With 5 number one hits under his belt, including his latest Worst Way, I mean, Riley's popularity isn't exactly shocking at this point, is it? Let's not forget that mustache. Hopefully he keeps that thing forever. All the ways Riley's fans compare to Swifties, they're up now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.3.
Joe and Jana. Jana's back from vacation, as I mentioned yesterday. We're always eager to have you back to find out how you hurt yourself this time.
So I will say, as you can see, slight error in sunblock application. I'm a little burnt. Even though I applied 3 times, the first day at the beach was fine. I was there yesterday and clearly there was a mishap somewhere. Don't know how, don't know when. Applied 3 times in like a matter of like 6 hours because you're supposed to apply.
Did you apply it 3 times? I just want to check and make
sure.
Yes.
And I'm like very, I was very, I have to say I was very agitated yesterday. Like very angry because I couldn't figure out what the heck happened.
But yet, you applied it 3 times.
Yes! Ugh. So that I would say that's like, yeah. I was at Hershey Park and like I made sure for the 2 days that we were there, two and a half days, I guess,
to apply 3 times.
No, but like to make sure like my ankle was okay. I had it wrapped. I had the brace. Okay. I had the ibuprofen all day. I was good.
All right.
It only hurt a little bit.
Football game's back in action tonight. Your Eagles will be playing the Dallas Cowboys.
Go Birds!
We're going to have Jana's picks back on the radio this morning.
We're back, baby.
That'll be at 8:25 this morning, usually on Fridays, but since the Eagles are playing tonight, we'll do it on Thursday. So they're going to be in town this weekend at the Hard Rock Saturday night. That's Old Dominion. One of the many, many things happening in our area this weekend, starting today through Saturday at Farley Marina, next to the Golden Nugget, the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show. We'll have more tickets to give away on that coming up on Morning Trivia this morning. Also this weekend, tomorrow and Saturday, actually the official day is Saturday, Friday's practice, but you still get the same show. Wildwood's Thunder Over the Waves air show, their first ever air show. I understand from the people in Wildwood, they're expecting a ton of people there.
That's going to be so much fun!
in Ocean City. It's Classic Cars Saturday and Sunday. And Sunday in Cape May. How about this? It'll be a full moon, and they'll have a full moon climb at the Ringstein. Hey, it's time for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. We do this every weekday morning at this time. That's why we call it Joke of the Morning. It's brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening right now at Bridgeton Auto Mall.
All right, let's do this.
Randy in Egg Harbor Township has sent us today's joke.
Randy.
First time he ever sent in a joke.
Oh, well, good job.
Thank you, Randy. Circus owner runs an ad for a lion tamer. Two young people show up. One is a good-looking guy in his mid-20s. The other, about the same age girl, gorgeous blonde. The circus owner tells the pair, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is one ferocious lion. He ate my last lion tamers. You guys better be good or you're history.
Uh-oh.
Here's your equipment, chair, whip, and a gun. Who wants to go first? The girl says, I'll go first. She walks past the chair, the whip, and the gun and steps right into the lion's cage.
Wow.
The lion starts to snarl and pant and begins to charge her. About halfway there, she throws open her coat, revealing her beautiful naked body.
Oh.
The lion stops dead in his tracks. Sheepishly crawls up to her and starts licking her ankles.
Ew.
He continues to lick her feet, kisses them, rests his head right at her feet. The circus owner's mouth is on the floor. He says, I've never seen a display like that in my life. He then turns to the young gentleman and says, okay, can you top that? The young man says, no problem, but can you get the lion out of the way? Football gets underway tonight with your Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
Woo! Go Bears!
And we're going to use today to bring back Jana's picks. She'll pick three NFL games each and every week.
Oh, yeah.
Usually on Friday mornings, but we'll do it this morning about 8:25. The Jana's NFL picks. Every year you've been successful.
I know. Hopefully I'll repeat that this year. I'm hoping.
Coming up at 8:25 this morning, Cat Country. It's Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. It's time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Chicago, Illinois. A United Airlines flight from Chicago to San Juan forced to return back to the gate after the pilots, we'll say, pulled a Jana.
What?
He accidentally spilled his coffee.
Oh, yeah, that's
into the cockpit, all over the controls.
Yeah.
Forcing everything to be cleaned and dried and Powerball. Nobody hit all the numbers. That means the jackpot for this weekend, $1.7 billion. Morning, we're Joe and John. You need to know this morning. A woman who was living in a tent near Atlantic City Racecourse has been charged with punching a police officer. Shirley Saylor was staying in a tent on Leipzig Avenue when she allegedly brandished an axe and then punched a police officer. Saylor was charged with aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, unlawful possession of a weapon, and resisting arrest.
New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission will have a mobile unit available in West Cape May, September 18th, for Real ID. Appointments are required and can be booked online starting this morning at 11 a.m. The unit will be at the West Cape May Borough Hall and Fire Station from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 18th. You can book now through the NJMVC website link.
Are you ready for some football? The Super Bowl champ Philadelphia Eagles kick off the season tonight hosting the Dallas Cowgirls, at the link. The weather should be perfect.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 82.
Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country morning birthday shout out start right now. Happy birthday to Dennis Swan of Marmora. Dennis is 56.
Happy birthday, Dennis.
Erica Neuer of Dennis Township is 29. Happy birthday, Erica.
Woo!
Mel Cordalesha, famous for Ernest and Sons and Brigantine.
Yeah.
Mel is 56 today. Happy birthday, Mel.
Thanks for your sandwiches.
Happy birthday to Ray Webb from Vineland. Ray is 49. Amanda Carter is 38 today. It's Lori Lamy's birthday. She's from Galloway. She's 62. Tanya Curlin of Tuckerton has a birthday today. And Elaine Bruckman of Forked River. Happy birthday, Elaine. That's it. We missed you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Erica Neuer.
Woo!
Of Dennis Township. Welcome to a Thursday morning, of course, Thursday night.
T-A-T-L-E-S Eagles!
The Eagles will be opening up their Super Bowl winning season.
Go Birds.
They'll be taking on Dallas at the link tonight.
So excited.
By the way, Jana's making her NFL picks again this year. She's always been way over 500.
I was going to say, I did really well last year.
Her picks will be on Friday morning, but we're going to move it up to this morning since the Eagles are playing tonight.
Right.
That'll be at 8:25 this morning. All right, Jana, are you familiar with the song On the Way to Cape May? It was done by Cozy Morley. It was done by Al. Here's Al Alberts.
You look so very pretty.
Ba-dum.
When we met in Ocean City.
Ba-dum.
Like someone oh so easy to adore.
Hey. Hey.
I sang this little ditty
mm-hmm.
on our way through Ocean City.
Uh-uh.
Heading south along the Jersey Shore.
Here it comes.
On the way to Cape May.
So, all right, you've heard that one before, and you've
yeah.
probably heard Bobby Rydell's Wildwood
yes.
Days. Those were very popular by people older than me, which, you know, means dead by now, probably.
I mean, so, yes,
so,
most likely.
So we need a new South Jersey and or Cape May song.
Yeah, I think it's time.
And we found one. These are sisters from Upper Township. I hope I pronounced their names properly. Nikki Fournier and Hannah McGlade. They're sisters. Nikki is 27. Hannah is 18. And they've just released a brand new song. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's called Ode to Cape May.
Ooh.
Here they are, sisters Nikki and Hannah.
I like it already.
Ode to Cape May.
Hit it, girls.
Let's get rid of those old dead guys.
Cactus
3107.3.
I moved from Boston down to northern Cape May, where Hurricane Sandy
Mornings with Joe and Jana, sisters from Upper Township, Nikki and Hannah. The song is called Ode to Cape May.
Love it.
You can find out more and check it out on our website, catcountry1073.com, and the Cat Country 107.3 app.
It's a bop.
And I think it contains the best line ever in the history of music. Rock your thong in Avalon. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. We got trivia coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Your chance to win 4 tickets to this weekend's Atlantic City Power Boat Show, happening at Farley Marina in Atlantic City, right at the Gold Nugget there. So you win 4 tickets and trivia coming up. Meanwhile, Jana, we have a trivia question only for you.
Oh, great.
Ready?
Yeah.
1 out of 10 Americans say they're too busy to do this these days.
Brush their teeth. No, I'm just kidding. That's disgusting. They're too busy to do this.
3 seconds.
Go to the dentist?
1 out of 10 Americans say they're too busy to drink more water.
How? How? You just carry a water bottle around like the rest of us.
No, I can't do it. I can't drink water.
People telling me to hydrate. I don't want to hear about hydrating. You need to hydrate, Jerry. You better hydrate. You're on the plane. You're in the gym. You got to be hydrating. Make sure you're hydrating. Are you hydrating? Do you know what could happen to you if you don't hydrate? You could get dehydrated. Oh, no.
Thanks, Seinfeld.
Wouldn't I get thirsty first? No. According to the fitness people on TV, if you feel thirsty, you're too late. Mm-hmm. What do you mean I'm too late? What do I do?
As I drink my Stanley.
Just try and catch the pieces of your face as they dry up and crack off onto the floor.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's the Cat Country Morning Show brought to you in part by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. That's Matt Blatt Nissan. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073. Or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs today on Trivia. Four tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Power Boat Show happening today through Sunday at Farley State Marina next to the Golden Nugget, Atlantic City. If you win trivia this morning, you got four tickets. Here's the question. The biggest one of these in the history of the United States, 354 pounds. The biggest one of what? Again, the biggest one of these in the history of the United States, 350. Trivia is on the air at stake. Four tickets to the big boat show this weekend. It's the Atlantic City In-Water Power Boat Show happening at Farley State Marina, right next to Golden Nugget, Atlantic City. It's going on today through Sunday, 10 to 6 every day. Here's the question. The biggest one of these in the United States history, 354 pounds. The biggest one of what?
That's...
big.
Kind of large, sure.
Hi, Cat Country.
Is it a dog?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin is not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Was it a president?
Yes. William Howard Taft was our biggest president, 354 pounds. You're our winner.
Woo, that's awesome.
What's your name?
Ashley.
Ashley, where are you from?
Smithville.
Ashley, we've got four tickets to the Atlantic City Power Boat Show at Farley Marina next to... It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-R!
Yeah.
Opening night for NFL tonight. We kick off the season with your Super Bowl champs hosting the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to bring back Jana's picks again for this football season. She's always been very successful. If you're betting on her picks, you can win a lot of money. Picks will be Friday mornings at 8:25, but since the Eagles are playing tonight, we're going to have her picks at 8:25 this morning.
It's only right.
Joe and Jana, since you're back, Jana, we figured we'd play I Challenge Jana. Four questions for you this morning.
Okay.
Which is older, or which came first? You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
The founding of Apple or the founding of Microsoft?
Founding of Apple.
Apple, 1976. Microsoft, 1975.
Oh, man.
Which came first? The first Barbie doll or the first G.I. Joe action figure?
Barbie.
Barbie, 1959. First G.I. Joe, 1964. You got that right.
All right.
I would have got that wrong.
One and one.
Number three, which came first? The invention of Post-it notes or the invention of the ballpoint pen?
Post-it.
Post-its, 1968. Ballpoint pen, 1938. All right. So
dang.
One right, two wrong. Last one.
Okay.
Which came first, the opening of Disneyland or the opening of Disney World? Disneyland in Florida, Disneyland in California, Disney World in Florida. Which was first?
Disneyland.
Disneyland in California came first?
Disney World.
Disney World in Florida came first? Which is your answer?
I'm going to say
first?
Disneyland
in California?
Yeah.
1955. Disney World in Florida. 1971. Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. The New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission will have a mobile unit available in West Cape May, September 18th for real IDs. Appointments are required and can be booked online starting this morning at 11 a.m. The appointments won't last long. The unit will be at the West Cape May Borough Hall and Fire Station from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 18th. You can book through the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission website.
A leading travel magazine lists the Jersey Shore among the top destinations in the world for the month of September. Travel and Leisure magazine pointed to the 90 miles of Atlantic Ocean beaches and the warm weather as reasons for making the Jersey Shore a special place to visit this month. The magazine singled out the Atlantic City Boardwalk and Steel Pier as highlights of the shore.
The New Jersey Cannabis Commission will return to the Atlantic City Convention Center tomorrow and Saturday, according to organizers. In the last few years, the convention has grown to become the third largest business-to-business cannabis event in the nation.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, breezy, high of 82.
Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, all your eggs in one basket would be a lovely name for an only child.
Oh, geez.
Number two, if you have a lot of wood and brick exposed inside of your house, you're either really rich or really poor.
True.
That's exactly right.
That's right. Exactly.
Number three, it's so awkward when you're taking off your bra in front of a guy and it gets stuck and he's all, ma'am, you can't do that here in Walmart. Number four, my kid can't understand how I was able to survive an entire school day without a water bottle on my desk. Yeah.
I had one.
Hydration.
I had one.
Figure. You're part of the water generation.
I am, yeah.
I went through life without water, believe it or not. Well, Joe and John, these are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. This is so true. As a kid, I was worried about randomly disappearing into the Bermuda Triangle forever. As an adult, I'm wondering how I can make that happen. It's Cat Gray Mornings with Joe and Jana.
Eagles.
We're getting ready for the big game tonight. We've got some wings. Thought you should know this.
Eagles.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's time for Jana's picks.